This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Tyke. So great to have you listening today. Construction is underway on Northwestern Mutual's new 32-story tower near the lakefront in downtown Milwaukee. Company leaders say the building, which replaces an older office tower, will allow the company to better accommodate its growth. The company anticipates adding 1,900 additional jobs to its downtown headquarters within the decade. Attention is now turning to the company's proposed purchase of O'Donnell Parking Garage and the public park space on top of it, which sits between the new tower and the lake. The county board is scheduled to take up the $14 million offer on Thursday. Northwestern Mutual says the new use will be much like the old use of the property, only better. But some say not enough requires the company to preserve public access. Urban Milwaukee editor Bruce Murphy spoke on Lake Effect earlier this month.
There is a deed restriction on all the land north of Wisconsin Avenue running east to Lincoln Memorial Drive. But all the area of O'Donnell Park south of that, which is a goodly chunk of territory, there's no deed restriction. So there's nothing to stop Northwestern Mutual from doing whatever they want with it.
To get into the issue a bit further, we're joined by Sandy Botcher this morning. She is Northwestern Mutual's Vice President for Facility Operations. Thanks so much for being with us. Welcome to the show.
Really pleased to be here, Mitch.
So the tower project itself is already underway, and attention is being now turned to this O'Donnell Park space. Why is that space integral to the project at large?
Well, Mitch, when we thought about what we were doing on our own campus in terms of creating spaces where the community would be welcome both inside and out, we took a look at the gardens that we are planning to build, over 3 acres of lovely walking paths with vibrant places to be, not only for our employees, but for the community to come onto our property and enjoy what Northwestern Mutual is creating. We looked across the street at O'Donnell and we saw an opportunity to energize and make that space more engaging as well. We also thought about the needs to have parking for all of the new job growth that we would have at Northwestern Mutual, as well as the community coming onto our property in ways that it hasn't in the past. And so we saw an opportunity to secure some parking as well. But to be honest with you, Mitch, we have the opportunity to build parking on property that's already adjacent to our campus. We own several parcels of land immediately adjacent to our own campus where we could have built parking much more efficiently and much more cost effectively. So I would tell you that what was really the primary motivator was what could we do with O'Donnell to make that space somewhere where the community and our employees want to be. There is a real renaissance going on down here at the lakefront, not only with Northwestern Mutual's development, but with Ergen's new development, with the Couture possibly going up, with the Lake Park expansion, lakefront expansion going on. And right in the heart of that sits O'Donnell in, frankly, what is an underutilized and under-repaired state. And if we are going to have all of these exciting, vibrant things going on, the community deserves to have something different happening at O'Donnell. And through all of the public venues and forums, we have heard loud and clear that the community wants and would love to have something different happening at O'Donnell.
Well, and so can you lay out what you see that space looking like?
First and foremost, we need to enhance and upgrade the parking facilities. As part of our offer to purchase O'Donnell, we have agreed that not only will Northwestern Mutual employees get to park there, but that spaces will be open for the public as well. And honestly, that facility needs major repairs just to keep it structurally intact. And then it needs to be enhanced from a safety and a lighting and parking amenities standpoint. So that's the very first thing that we would set about doing, investing over $7 million above and beyond the $14 million purchase price to repair and upgrade those facilities so that they are safe, clean places for people to park. From there, we'd love to turn our attention to what goes on upstairs in the green space. We've asked Milwaukee, who engages in social placemaking here in Milwaukee, creating some very vibrant spaces, to help us get the community voice about what might be up on top. So, for example, think about Betty Brin spilling outside and having beautiful places for families and children to play or to learn on the green space itself. Think about creating some connections to all of the arts and the music that goes on down at the lakefront, and think about whether or not we could have art exhibits and musical opportunities in the green space up on top of O'Donnell. Think about whether or not we could create some really great spaces for people to spend time on their lunch hour or other times of the day sitting and reading a book and creating better vistas to look out over that beautiful lakefront that we've got. So there are a lot of ideas underway that we would love to think about executing if we're able to purchase O'Donnell.
Now, the criticism from some is that there are no legal assurances that the entire parcel of land won't someday be developed in a way that protects the public use. That is, that some of it could be still green space, but Northwestern Mutual could turn around and say, well, we've decided it's in our best interest to develop part of the parcel with, say, another building. What can you tell us about the deed restrictions on the land and why you think it's not appropriate to have some public assurance that, aside from your word, that something else won't happen to that space?
I am so glad that you asked, because I think that Northwestern Mutual has adequately protected this property in terms of what we've agreed to do. So, first of all, there is a deed restriction that sits on the north half of the property already that would require it to stay used for public park-like purposes. Northwestern Mutual has agreed that that deed restriction will stay on the property. More importantly, it has created a provision whereby if Northwestern Mutual ever sought to change that deed restriction, the county would have the absolute right to stop Northwestern Mutual from moving forward. The whole park parcel is zoned public parks, and that is the entire footprint. And so on the south half, even though there's no deed restriction, there are zoning laws that require us to continue to use it as a public park. Again, we added in additional protections for the county, indicating that if we ever sought to change the zoning sometime in the future, that we would give the county advance notice and they would get to exercise a supermajority vote provided for in the city ordinances, because they're an adjoining landholder, that they would have to force the city to have any kind of change in zoning done by a supermajority vote. So we think the parcel is well protected by what Northwestern Mutual has agreed to keep in place on that property. Honestly, we like the current uses that are there, the parking, the public spaces, the cultural institutions, and we have no intentions of changing those. We want to get in there, and we want to make those spaces more engaging and places that the community wants to spend time.
Not to belabor the point here, but you know, there's some that are saying, well, if you're so concerned as other people are, why not just add a deed restriction to the southern portion of that space?
I think when you look at the southern portion of the property, we think about all of the development that's going on down at the lakefront and the vision that the community has for something different happening along that corridor of the lakefront. There have been large groups of people studying that and coming up with a lakefront vision over the past several years. We believe that the zoning protection is a very strong protection. Certainly, any change to that zoning would require huge opportunities for the public to have a voice in what was going to go on there, as well as the county having a huge voice and went on there. But none of us can know what would be the right thing to happen on that southeast corner 50 years from now. And locking the community's hands by putting a deed restriction on there, given that people are already thinking about how we can activate things along the lakefront, doesn't feel like it's in the best interest of the community. So we feel that the collective package of zoning restrictions on the entire footprint and the deed restriction on the north half is the best place to be for the community.
The other criticism that some have mentioned, including Patricia Jerzyk on the county board, is that the purchase price, the $14 million, speaks only to the current value of the property, but not the future potential value of the property.
First of all, the $14 million purchase price is based on an appraisal done by a county-chosen appraiser, and that appraisal was impacted by the fact that the property is heavily restricted and has to be used for public uses. I think it's important to note that that $14 million purchase price is the purchase price, but there's a lot of money that Northwestern Mutual is going to invest in that property beginning in year one above and beyond. So those repairs that we've talked about, enhancing the parking structure, upgrading some of the things that go on inside of that parking structure, we plan to invest more than $7 million right out of the box to upgrade that facility from a repair standpoint. I think that the deed restrictions that are on there are really what drives the purchase price. It would be one of the most heavily restricted properties that Northwestern Mutual has, and we're a huge real estate investor throughout the entire country, but it is a heavily restricted property. You know, and folks have talked about, well, how come this deal is out there for Northwestern Mutual? But there's been a lot of transparency around the fact that Northwestern Mutual has been interested in this property for well over a year. And the reality is there is not one other entity that has come forward that would be interested in purchasing this piece of property with those types of restrictions that are on it, and those are pretty big restrictions, for more than $14 million. So we think the purchase price, given the long-term nature of the restrictions that are on it, is absolutely the right place to be.
From Northwestern Mutual's standpoint, what happens if the county board decides to hold off on the sale?
I think that the community loses, Mitch, if the county board doesn't sell this piece of property to Northwestern Mutual. I think the unfortunate reality is that the county has a lot of properties that require a lot of upkeep and a lot of resources to do that. And the county simply is not in the position to upgrade the parking at O'Donnell, let alone to make the green space something different, something vibrant, something that our community could enjoy day in and day out. I think the broad community has indicated that it wants something different to be happening at O'Donnell. I think the community deserves that, and I think that Northwestern Mutual is in the position to make that happen. We are great corporate stewards in this community, and we would love to be able to take that stewardship across the street and make O'Donnell something different than it is today. In addition to making O'Donnell somewhere that people would want to be, it would give the county $5 million after the debt is paid off to invest in other parks in the Milwaukee community that need it. For example, Lake Park, which we've all heard throughout the last week, is closed in certain portions because there's a bridge there that needs significant work. So we would be putting money into the county's hands to apply to much other needed places, and we'd be putting the property back on the tax rolls, which is a win for the community as well. So, Mitch, if this sale doesn't go forward, it's the community that loses. Northwestern Mutual will build parking somewhere else. We have other options. So this isn't about Northwestern Mutual losing. It's about the community losing.
Well, Sandy Botcher, thanks so much for sharing your perspective on this.
My pleasure, Mitch.
Sandy Botcher is Vice President for Facility Operations for Northwestern Mutual and leader of its building project in downtown Milwaukee. A vote on the company's proposed purchase of O'Donnell Park is scheduled for Thursday by the Milwaukee County Board. You can find more of our coverage of the issue at WUWM.com. When it comes to Milwaukee and tech jobs, does perception equal reality? We'll find out what the tech sector is up against when Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio.